When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, a podcast featuring real reviews written by people who just need the world to know what they think. Between you and me, I wanted to like this podcast, but I'd give it 0 stars if I could.
Hello.
Welcome to Beach Too Sandy, Water Too Wet, the podcast where we read the worst reviews in the most dramatic fashion. I'm X-Teen.
I'm Sandy.
And today we're reading reviews of camera stores.
Correct. But first. You always want to dive right in.
I always forget my lines.
60 seconds ago, I told you. Something about the pin.
Oh, yeah. So we have a pin, a bi-monthly. Is that right?
Bi-monthly pin.
It is coming out as this comes out, beginning of July, and it's a limited...
Nope, not as this comes out. Next...
Cool, next week.
Next week.
Beginning of July. And this one is called Bitch to Sandy Eau de Parfum. And it's a perfume bottle of our signature scent.
Bitch to Sandy.
I'm so excited about
so
it.
Stupid.
Maybe I'll finally remember to actually order one.
I know, right?
I keep forgetting to order the pins.
Oh,
so go
too.
To, where do you go?
bit.ly/beach2sandymerch.
That's right.
Also, patrons, $5 patrons can vote on our theme. We talked about that last week. Well, I put the poll up already. I accidentally said it's for episode 188, which is wrong because we're doing specialty beds. You know what
Children's beds.
Children's beds. That's what they're called. Like beds that are cars. Mm-hmm. I meant for 189, our poll is out. That's coming out July 13th. There are three options: reviews of Morbius, reviews of dispensaries, and reviews of Chipotle.
Okay, which one's winning?
Reviews of Chipotle by like a lot.
Really? I just threw that one in.
Oh, I accidentally just voted. I didn't mean to do that.
For Morbius?
Yeah. I kind of did mean to do that though. There aren't that many votes. I mean, like so reviews of Chipotle is at 49%. And Morbius is at 27. Dispensaries at 25. That doesn't even come out to 100, I believe. So I don't know how they're doing this.
What?
Comes out to 101%.
Oh, my
so
God.
So I don't know what
collusion.
Patreon's doing. I swear I'm not hacking anything or cheating.
I just saw you vote for Morbius.
10 times. So I'll leave that up for another week, an extra week.
Cool.
Because I messed up.
Can't wait to vote.
Y'all can still join and vote for whichever one of those three you want. Oh, and... the most liked comment or the most liked comment suggesting a theme will be used in the next poll.
Someone write cruises. Please. Thank you.
Don't do that. You know what's winning right now, though?
What?
Reviews of performers like clowns, birthday party princesses, etc.
That's fun.
This is going to be a great thing, I think, these polls.
I love it.
Yeah. So anyway, go vote for your favorite comment. Vote for your favorite theme. Patreon.com/BeachToSandy. Okay. Camera stores?
Yes,
from Aaron?
Please.
Great. Wait, can I give you one more update?
Yeah.
This is actually a review.
If you must.
This is a review. This is what you're here for, people. I promise. I just have to get it because I don't have the right thing open. Remember that review that you brought to the table in our reality TV show episode where someone was responding to another reviewer?
Yes.
But you couldn't find that other reviewer's review?
I believe it was about Jessica Simpson's show.
Yeah. And how someone's gay for thinking that she's gorgeous or there's certain wording. Someone found the review. It's So someone was saying, complaining towards Charissa was writing a review saying that Yolanda mm-hmm. was
gay. Right?
Yeah, I'm so confused. Actually, okay. Now that I'm reading this, I'm like, okay. So I think you brought Charissa's review.
Yeah.
Here's a review by Yolanda aimed towards Charissa, okay. Calling Charissa gay.
Oh.
I think that's what happened. I don't even remember. Do you?
Yeah, that sounds right. And okay. then Charissa was like, no, you're gay. And it was like, okay.
Yes, that's what it was.
Such okay. a worthwhile argument you're having.
So here's the review by Yolanda. It's a 5-star review.
Okay.
This is of Newlyweds, a DVD on Amazon. Charissa, it's titled, Charissa is Gay. Of course. Charissa, you're just jealous that Jessica is drop-dead gorgeous and you're butt ugly and overweight. Also, you're just jealous that you can't get a boyfriend or get a husband as a tenth as good-looking as Nick. So if I were you, I'd just shut up before me and my friend Piper bit you up so bad that would wish you'd never said those things and you'd wish you never was born. That I feel bad because it doesn't even say never was born. It says never were born, like correct grammar, and I'm the one messing it up. You'd wish you never were born. Okay, that's still not correct, but...
Alexander, I can't do this. Alexander.
It's not even over.
Coming to VH1 this fall, Charissa is Gay, the new hit reality show where Charissa finds love.
And the sequel, Yolanda is Gay. Oh my
Yolanda
goodness.
Is gay too.
Hey, what if, why can't we all be gay?
And
come
then
on.
The following the trilogy, Charissa and Yolanda finding love together.
Yeah.
Because now they're in love.
Oh, okay.
Together.
Finding love together,
they're
as in
together
like
in
loving
love.
Each other.
They're in love now.
Okay, I thought it was going to be like the new Bachelorette being two Bachelorettes.
Charissa and Yolanda are gay together.
I love it.
To each other.
Here's the rest of what Yolanda has to say about Charissa. You're the dumbest person on the planet, not Nick or Jessica. They're some of the smartest ones, actually. Quit talking about yourself and quit confusing them with you. End of review.
That's like a
that
more
the issue
wordy
here.
Version of your glue. I'm rubber, you're glue. You know?
Yep, exactly.
Like, no, you're the idiot.
Whatever you say bounces off me and hits Nick Lachey.
So stop it.
Wow.
He's a national treasure.
So thank you, Lexi, for that lovely update.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, that was episode 184.
I can't believe that the response was so good that I read it just as is. And it had such a good, like, I didn't even realize how good the original review was.
Right?
My friend Piper and I are going to beat you up.
And it, but it's bit you up.
Oh, sure, sure.
B-I-T.
Sure.
So, oh, God. With their teeth.
Oh, God. Oh, Zanny, that was good. Okay. Thank you for that little amuse-bouche.
Yes. And now some more amuse for you. I'm going to read the review that Aaron sent in with this theme.
Oh, okay.
So the theme again is camera stores from Aaron, and Aaron included a review. This is a review of Mike's Camera in Boulder, Colorado. 1 star. This is by Winona. I've shopped at Mike's before in the past, and other than their inflated prices, I've been happy. However, today I paid them a visit and had the pleasure of being waited on by Steven. He was condescending, arrogant, and impatient with me. In addition, when I asked a question, he gave me a little "I told you so" attitude and quickly cleared that up once he realized I shot him a look. The interaction reminded me of the last time I was in Aspen, and the waitress was rude to me and talked down to me, talked about how important she was when I asked the price of a menu item. I'm not better than anyone else, and I don't like it when others treat me as less than. The whole sales floor was full of employees standing around and staring at me. Now, granted, I was wearing climbing pants and a winter t-shirt and not dressed up, but it was very uncomfortable just being inside the place. I'm definitely not going back to Mike's for my future photo needs. If you can afford their prices, you can afford to find another place as well. End of review.
Oh no, this person sounds like my worst nightmare. I was wearing my brand new Patagonia that I bought in downtown Aspen.
I loved it. I loved it. What is... How... What, like, they didn't even give enough details about that waitress to make justify it, bringing it up.
To, at all. Like, not even... Like, I don't get the connection that they made.
There's so little detail that it just... It doesn't... That's just... I say this all the time. But if you're gonna make accusations and throw shit around, you gotta back it up with some details. Otherwise, I'm not gonna believe you, really.
Whole truth or nothing but the truth.
Yeah, when it comes to these reviews, it's like... When you're telling me that a waitress how important she was...
My favorite part.
When I asked for the price of a menu item, what does that even mean?
What if for once we're wrong and like he literally said, how much is the market price on lobster at this Aspen restaurant that apparently I can afford even though I can't afford this camera store's prices? And she was like, do you know who I am?
I'm the lobster queen. Like,
I'm last season's Aspen. That's the thing. Queen.
If something like that happened, I would assume they'd include all those fucking details because that's wild and crazy. And I tell everybody that I met the lobster queen.
I can only hope.
Yeah. But the fact they didn't provide those details makes me think that they're just kind of exaggerating. Well, they're probably most likely exaggerating no matter what.
Well, yeah, because he even said, I told you so attitude. And I'm like, so he didn't say I told you so. He just said, exactly. He just gave the general vibe of I told you so, which is like, that seems really subjective.
And it seems like this. So, and then it says that Steven here quickly cleared that up once he realized they shot him a look. So in my mind, what that means is Steven said something, got a look, and then was like, oh, they took it this way, the way I didn't want it, and cleared it up.
Yeah, yeah. Or just like
what's wrong with
clarified
that?
Clarified what they were saying.
Yeah, what they meant and what they were saying. And how... Anyway, thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. This review comes from an email from Tristan, he, him. And this is of a moon photo. That's the name of it. Moon photo in Seattle, Washington. It's a 1-star review by Ryan. I develop my own film, and when I don't, I send it out to a lab in Butte to have it developed and proofed. Then I can make prints from the negs, etc. The problem with Moon is the snootiness about black and white film. I was given some BW400CN, and I had brought in the negatives. Let me interject here that I'm a heavy guy with marginal hearing that makes me talk a little too loud, especially after riding my motorcycle, as I did that day. I came in and was my friendly self, but the lady behind the counter, a middle-aged thin woman, greeted me with a look of disgust that nearly withered me. I am a little slow to respond to insults, so I continued by explaining that I usually sent my film and negs out to Montana to have them proofed, and I was looking for a place locally that would do these for me. The first words out of her mouth were a challenge to name the city in Montana where I send my negs.
A challenge? Like, wait... You think that she doesn't believe you, so she's challenging you?
Just wait. I said that I thought it was Butte, and she asked me if I was sure. I asked why knowing where I sent my film was important. She responded by telling me that she was from Montana, and it was her experience that most people can't name more than a couple cities.
Okay, wait. Butte? Okay, that's not fair. I got that one today.
Bozeman.
Missoula? Bozeman? Hey, that's two.
That's a couple. Sorry, I don't think you passed this lady's test. By the way, he gives her a name later. He gives her a name. It's no Lobster Queen, but
I'm excited.
It's up there.
Queen of Montana.
What's in her? I think that's it.
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I can tell.
I can't find it, but First Lady of Montana.
First Lady Close of Montana. Enough. That's better.
Okay. She responded by telling me that she was from Montana, and it was her experience that most people can't name more than a couple of cities, in a tone that implied that I was one of those people that had not properly prioritized memorizing Montana cities. I let that slide as well and asked if she could create proofs from the negs that I had with me. This apparently was too much. Not only had I failed to somehow not disgust her and recite Montana cities from memory, I was using crappy film. I explained that it was some film that was obtained cheaply and I was just testing out some tolerances. I said that I had heard that it was a really flexible film and I wanted to see, and I got no further. She interrupted me with, "I know what it is." What followed was a litany of reasons why I shouldn't use that film and why she was not going to be able to get any quality out of the negs. This whole last exchange was loud enough that people who had long since stopped looking at me for being loud returned their heads in our direction to get the visual as well as the audio of my scolding. I was stunned and left the negs and asked when they would be done. I was dismissed with sometime next week and a receipt. I left and went and recovered from the shell shock over a beer. I then called the shop and spoke to the owner. He said, "Fine, your film will be ready when you get here," and he hung up. I went in and asked for my negs, and a girl handed them to me. As I took them, the First Lady of Montana, as I now think of her, said, "I'm sorry it didn't work out." I said nothing and left. All in all, a negative experience. No pun intended. I think they mean a neg. Neg experience. I shoot a lot of black and white, and I was looking for a place to handle my developing needs. It will not be Moon Photo. But I bet there is a good lab in Billings or Missoula or Great Falls or Bozeman or Helena or Kalispell or Whitefish or Flathead or... End of review.
That's hilarious. Okay, I love this reviewer.
I know. I found it very charming.
That is charming.
At the end there. And there was a part that Tristan crossed out because it got just in the weeds a little bit about the details. So I guess the point... being he went to have a beer while he was there, he changed his mind about the whole thing, thought it through, called and said, like, never mind, don't develop my photos.
That's, I figure something like that. I mean, that's something where, as someone who has dabbled in film photography, I am very scared of people like that who...
Like, it's intimidating when people are very...
I don't know anything about film, even though I've used a film camera for years now for fun.
And you know far more than I do. Like, and yet,
I'm afraid of them asking me basic questions, let alone cities in Montana, while I'm also trying to figure out my camera shit.
I just love, like, in Butte, are you sure? why does it matter? Are you sure?
It's so, like, could you imagine going... And, I mean, granted, Ohio probably is... a more, you know, definitely has a higher population and stuff, but like I couldn't imagine being annoyed that someone doesn't know about Cincinnati.
In a completely different state. Like, who cares?
I'd be a little bit more surprised if someone didn't know about Cincinnati than like Butte, but like I don't, who cares? Exactly.
I get my film developed in Akron, Ohio. Are you sure?
Like, I'd be so excited. I'm like, I'd say I'm from Ohio. I love that for you. I don't know. People are just have strange reactions to things. Oh, man. My next one, this is from Riley, she, her. This is an Aiden camera located somewhere in Toronto. This, I feel like, is the, like, this is perfect because I feel like this person is the opposite of the person that works at the camera store you gave.
Oh, like, okay.
Physically and... I guess somewhat.
They've never,
other than that,
never even heard of Montana.
Exactly.
Okay.
One star. The only old man with fat tummy who's very rude and totally out of dated. He's not so ready to share his knowledge, but would rather to look at how much you have left at your wallet. End of review.
Oh, no. You're right. Those are polar opposites.
Polar opposites? This person's not just shoehorning knowledge and trying to be smarter than you, and also physically is a opposite.
Opposite.
According to these descriptions.
Not a tall, thin First Lady of
First
Montana.
First Lady of Montana, exactly.
He's the king of...
Canada.
Canada. That's pretty cool. He just
that
wants...
That is pretty cool.
Classic king of Canada just wants what's in your wallet.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. This is an email from Taylor, and this is of Dodd Camera in, I mean, speaking of towns, this is in Ohio. Never heard of it. Don't know how to say it. S-O-L-O-N. Solon?
What the fuck is that? I don't know.
Solon?
I go to the Dodd in Kenwood. There's a Dodd up.
Well, that's not this one.
Oh, apparently Dodd also is the Department of Developmental Disabilities.
Oh.
Ah, interesting.
This is one star review by Indy. Useless. I visited the store today and asked if they carried a pen or pencil designed for writing on the back of a photograph. A male employee looked where he thought the item might be, then checked in the computer and finally asked another employee if Dodd Camera carried said item. Answer, no. Then came the useless part. The fella suggested that I, quote, try Office Max a few doors down or look in Hobby Lobby, the craft store just down the street. Seriously? An office supply store? A craft store? These people are idiots. Neither of the two suggested locations carry the product. I know because I had already visited those specific stores.
How dare they suggest I go to my first place
that I thought to go to. Okay, I'm glad you had the thought because I was like, am I missing something? Like, they're like, these two morons think it's at Hobby Lobby, but I just checked Hobby Lobby.
But I am also a moron. What were they looking for? A pen to write on the back of a photograph?
Yeah, like an archival ink pen, I guess, is a thing.
What?
I think it's like it doesn't.
Oh, archival pen for photographs.
Yeah, I don't know how I know that word. Maybe it's in this review somewhere. But I feel like I've heard of that term.
Wow, I've never heard of that before. Like being a thing.
Well, you should certainly not check out a craft store or an office supply store or a Dodd camera because apparently they don't have it.
Apparently.
You could try the Department of Developmental Disorders.
Yeah, they might have something.
They might have it.
Just go to Dick Blick. What the fuck is Dick Blick?
Oh, I don't want. Oxner, don't click that.
Oh!
Don't,
oh my God.
Don't click that.
No, they have. Wow. The pen world is fascinating and terrifying.
See, it's another hobby that we're intimidated by.
We're already overwhelmed by cameras.
Seriously.
The pens to write on.
It's true. Anytime I start a new hobby, which is a lot, I get very intimidated by all the people who know so much about it.
Yeah.
The only place I felt like safe is like the craft world because I feel like people are just, I don't know what it is. Maybe they're just less, I don't know. But any sort of like sport or hobby like cameras or anything like that just intimidates me.
Sports and just general sports and cameras.
What's another one?
I don't know.
Horseback riding? No.
When are you dealing with that?
Certainly never. Absolutely not. That's when the actual horses intimidate me, not the people.
What about like bourbon lovers?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Blaze is in that whole world right now. I don't even pretend like I know what's going on. It's true. Like wine, bourbon, any of that.
And I feel like you being a woman in the bourbon thing would not go well.
It certainly wouldn't go well, I don't think. And I
honestly, being a woman in many hobbies and interests would not go
well. Which is starting to make sense why crafting is the only one I feel comfortable and safe. I'm like, that's it's so terrible. Weird how when it comes to like the cricket machine, I don't that's feel like so anyone's sad. Really cruel or mean or demeaning.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, but weirdly, okay, not weirdly. I mean, it's very like probably very clear why that this is a thing. It's terrible, but like, that's just.
Oh, wow. Here we are getting to the bottom of society's issues. I'm safe in the crafting world, you know?
In sports and cameras, women avoid.
Be careful. Okay.
Okay, my next one.
No, there's way more on
there's
this.
There's more? No!
I'm so sorry.
Sorry, can you remind me of what's happening in this review?
Yes.
Thank you.
Then came the useless part. The fella suggested that I try Office Max a few doors down, or look in Hobby Lobby, the craft store just down the street. Seriously? An office supply store? A craft store? These people are idiots. Neither of the two suggested locations carry the product. I know, because I had already visited those specific stores and their websites. Nope. The item I'm looking for is photograph specific and archival in nature. It would be helpful if the employees were properly trained in the nuances of photography related accessories and special tools. Rather than just blather a bunch of stupid comments, how about employees knowing that this is an archival product that may need to be purchased online? And then be able to suggest 3 or 4 archival companies, a short printed list where customers might check. Heaven forbid these dopes strengthen their hold in a niche photography market. This is why people shop online. The local help is uninformed and unwilling to go the extra 3 inches. Is that a phrase? I don't think that's a phrase.
That's a phrase from her own personal experience. I've never heard it said that way.
Okay, me neither.
I think she's just exaggerating on... They won't go a mile... They won't go... 3 inches, let alone a mile.
Let alone the extra mile.
Yeah.
In the end, I purchased my item online with a 3-week wait. Thanks for nothing, Dodd camera. End of review.
Jesus Christ.
Really unnecessarily upset, but okay.
And like the expectations are always so wild from these people.
Yeah.
Who?
Leave them alone.
And very specific. So first of all, niche photography is like somewhat niche, but like not even that niche.
Yeah.
Because these camera stores are not just film photography. Right. They are general photography, including lighting, including video.
They develop prints.
They also do have accessories. But I feel like archival, because like archival photography implies that it's like older photographs. No, am I like misunderstanding this? Is this for like,
that's what it sounds like, for like maybe for organizing or storing your photos.
Okay, but it just seems like such a, that seems like a niche within.
Yeah, and I think that they're saying it is, and they should know all about it.
But no, they're saying photography is a niche, but I feel like they're talking about a niche
within a niche. Yeah. That's
and
fair.
Also, their complaint was that, like, the employees didn't know. Why don't you just Google it if you, like, I don't know. It just.
Do you think they asked at Hobby Lobby, too? You should have.
Probably. Check that local Hobby Lobby reviews.
Yeah, that's true.
They told me to go to Dodd Camera, morons.
Those morons didn't know I already went to Dodd Camera.
Just they go back and forth. They keep listening.
Oh, so sad.
Oh, so sad indeed. Next one here. This is from Esther, she, her, who has a. Review of Henry's in Toronto.
Okay.
This is a one-star review. If Nicolas Cage was a store, Henry's would be it. Bad service, bad attitude, higher prices than you can get online. No thanks. End of review.
Oh, wait, I was waiting for that to make some sort of sense whatsoever.
And not only did it not make sense from the beginning, It just got less sensical as it went.
Like, lost sense as it went. I can sort of understand why a layperson might feel like they understand Nicolas Cage's attitude from a distance, but, like, his
service being the first thing. I don't know what kind of service.
And what was the last
Nicolas
one?
Cage is meant to be offering you. Oh, the best one. Higher prices than you can get online.
Yeah, what is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. I don't know how it relates to Nicolas Cage at all.
Oh.
A photography store that's equivalent to Nicolas Cage. I feel like that'd be pretty interesting.
I thought there was going to be treasure inside it, I'll be honest. I thought it was going to be like, this is a maze, like some sort of weird national treasure reference.
Yeah, well, I know what you're going for, a national treasure.
Yeah.
He also famously has very random shit that he bought, including really old like fossils and stuff. He's a,
I know,
an eccentric
about
character.
His grave.
Oh, do you now?
Yeah, I do.
I don't.
Oh, really?
I know.
It's a big pyramid in a cemetery in New Orleans that is like a traditional, it's like St. Louis Cemetery, I forget which one. And he bought this plot and he had this big pyramid built.
Like the Bass Pro Shop pyramid?
I have no idea what that is.
What?
What is that?
It's a Bass Pro Shop that's shaped like a pyramid.
yeah, it's sort of like that. Okay. Yeah. And then on it, it has a saying inscribed in Latin. And when you Google it, it's a quote from National Treasure.
No way.
I'm dead serious.
That's so cool.
And then he went, he bought a haunted house, the Lawlery Mansion.
Oh, he owns that?
Yeah, he bought it. And then he immediately went completely bankrupt.
Oh, yeah.
And into debt. And guess what?
What?
In Louisiana, the government can't take your final resting place, so he still has his pyramid.
Oh, thank goodness.
So he basically lost everything but that fucking pyramid.
Do you think he like was living in there for a bit?
I don't think so. I think he was living in the Bass Pro Shops.
Fair.
But anyway, just to
interesting.
Illustrate the point that when you said, when this person said, oh, this is the equivalent to a Nicolas Cage, I was thinking, whoa, what could be possibly happening at this Toronto photography store? So many
that's a problem, is everything else was so like a boring normal review. If they hadn't included that Nicolas Cage bit, they wouldn't be on this show. But maybe that's what their goal was. Maybe. Eventually
maybe they need to learn a little bit about Nicolas Cage.
There's that new movie out.
Yeah,
we're not sponsored by it though, so
we're not going to tell you about it.
No, because I also forget the name. Something about
how
being talented.
Yeah. Unnecessarily talented, is that what it's called?
Yeah,
I don't think that's right.
I don't think that's it right at all. The like weight.
Okay, the unbearable weight of massive talent. I was close.
What did you say? No, you weren't.
Unnecessarily talented.
That sounds so negative.
So does okay. the unbearable weight of massive talent. Okay. Anyway, this is not sponsored by the unbearable weight of massive talent. It is, however, sponsored by unnecessarily talented. I already forgot what I called it. Okay, this is of a camera shop slash lab called Dale Laboratories in Hollywood, Florida. This is a 3-star review by Carissa. Great quality prints. However, the customer service there is next to nothing. It is so sad that such rude people work at such a great printing place. When I asked if there's anything else I can do to get my prints on time, Susan, an employee, says to me, I can draw a picture for you.
That's hilarious. Susan's been there before.
Susan
knows what's up.
Don't lecture me on life about how I should have had them ordered sooner. How about you treat your customers with respect and maybe you'll get some back? End of review.
Why does it have to go that way first? You can be disrespectful up until, I don't know.
I can draw a picture for you.
That's hilarious.
Is
maybe not the nicest thing to say.
It's not very nice.
So funny.
But it's very funny. It's a very dad joke for Susan to make, you know?
It feels very fed up with customers who, like, everyone wants it to be done as quickly as possible, of course.
Right.
So, like, what makes any of us special, you know?
Susan gets, you know? Yes. She gets that.
Yeah. Susan gets me. Okay. I have another one from Esther. This is of Downtown Camera, I believe also in Toronto.
God. Is this your third one in Toronto?
It sure is. 1-star.
Who does Toronto think they are? Fancy camera people.
Ugh, such snobs.
Snobs.
Here we go. This is a 1-star review by Caitlin. Normally, my experiences at Downtown Camera had been positive. I do some printing there, purchase some gear, etc. That in mind, I went to drop off a resume for some extra cash. At first, everything was well, but the gentleman I gave my resume started to edit it in front of me. Not spelling or grammar, just how he would have done my resume. Not only was it rude and incredibly unprofessional, it was embarrassing to be done in front of other customers. You lost an otherwise loyal customer. I'll gladly take my business
and
elsewhere.
Employee, I guess. Wait.
Potential employee, yeah.
Wait, what? They started editing? Who are these? Listen, here's the thing. No wonder we're intimidated by camera people.
Right?
They don't give a fuck.
That's what I was saying when I saw this theme from Aaron. I was like, this could be weird. Like, I don't know what the reviewers
You're right that it's weird. Employees are, like, next level. I mean, first of all, like,
they're so fed up with shit.
First Lady of Montana is just like, yeah, bet. Name some fucking cities in Montana. And he's like, well, I'm not okay. And then there's, like, fucking, I'll draw you a picture, Carissa.
It's so stupid.
And now there's a... So...
I don't know what's going on. It wasn't even spelling and grammar.
It was just like, I would put this section up here. Yeah. This is embarrassing.
That's so sad.
I would be beside myself, mortified if someone did that to me. Beside myself. Can you imagine then the next day they get a call like, we'd love to have you in for an interview. It's like,
what if this leads to some great opportunities now that...
now that Sam, the resume's camera is off the list.
Now that the resume's better. Maybe the resume will improve.
Yeah, I think it improved for sure. Okay, so this is of Alexander.
Uh-oh.
This is my last one.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, it's not. I actually put one after it to make sure it wasn't.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
Ending on this.
I have two more, so that's perfect.
Okay, so this is of Sammy's Camera in LA,
yep.
Which you've heard
I've
of.
I've been there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was your experience good?
It wasn't terrible.
Okay.
But another place where I was intimidated, so I spent as little time as possible.
Yeah, so it's just a California chain. There's a few locations in California. This is a 1-star review by Mo. This was under not recommended reviews. Can't imagine why.
Oh, no.
And also, I will add, I don't think this person's first language is English. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to try to read it as... much as like they're intending to say. But there are certain things that I'm just going to leave as is. I come into the Sammy store every week or 2 weeks. I always buy in each of my visits. In 30 years, I bought more than... Okay, now this is the first hiccup I have. It says dollar sign 1000. So like 1000, comma 000.
Oh.
So now we could be talking $1 million.
Yeah.
We could be talking $1,000, $10,000. We could be talking any sort of combination of these
zeros.
There
are a lot of combinations here, because when you said comma, I was like, okay, other countries use the comma instead of the decimal. But then when there were three zeros
but
after
they don't
the
put
comma,
three zeros at the end, right?
No. So
I'm a little confused.
I
because
assume it's $1,000.
If it's $1 million, I have a lot of questions for this guy. Okay.
Maybe that was like the loophole that got this put into.
Oh, maybe.
All it took was that extra zero.
And he says it again in the next sentence the same way.
Oh,
like,
weird.
Written the same way. So it wasn't an accident, I don't think.
Is there a place that maybe does put three zeros for some? Maybe. I don't know how that would make any sense.
Like, genuinely, maybe, but I have no clue. So, but I can't imagine it's $1,000 for 30 years worth of buying cameras, lenses, ink, and photo paper. It has to be more than $1,000. Even if you're not exaggerating, and I'm certain this person probably is. Should I say thousands?
Thousands. I like that.
In 30 years, I have bought thousands of dollars in cameras, lenses, ink, and photo paper. I'm writing the truth. You are welcome to check it out in your system.
Okay, maybe it is $1 million if they're like...
Maybe it is 1,000 and 000.
1,000 zero... Christina, what is happening?
No, but it gave me a headache.
It's giving me one too.
I am writing the truth, which is always when you know they're writing the truth.
Yeah.
You are welcome to check it out in your system. And I can buy another thousands of dollars for the next 10 years or less if their employees were not mean to me. I go to the GM Ray and complain about it. The third floor manager, Fernando. Fernando does a terrible job. Fernando steps away while I was talking to him. Yells at me for taking a bag of flyers. I explain to him that it is more than 20 years that I pick up flyers for my students. After a few minutes, he apologized. 3 months after, he stepped away again while I'm talking to him. This means missing education and disrespectful attitude. I don't want to come to a place where I'm cursed and disrespected. Last week, October 30th, 2017, I complained with Ray about the manager Fernando's attitude because he stepped away while I was talking to him. It is 20 years that I come in the store. I always buy in each of my visits to Sammy's. Unfortunately, Walter doesn't work anymore, and the others I know too. I'm nice to Ray. I want to build a relationship with him. I asked him if he can give me better prices on the cameras, and he says that some prices are locked. I say that I need better prices for the used ones. He says, used ones, don't worry. Come to me. I will give you the prices. Monday, November 6, 2017. I wait for him more than 5 hours, but he didn't show up. Today, November 7, 2017. I greet him. I shake his hand, and he always tilts my hand down. I take it as an offense. He tries to put me down. I sincerely smile at him, and he is mad at me, because he says that he got in trouble last time because he gave me a better price. While I'm talking to him, he keeps blaming me that he is in trouble, and he steps away from me exactly like Fernando. I told him that, now I saw where it comes from. Anyway, Jesus is nice to me, so I decided to buy anyway. Jesus goes in the back to get the cameras, and when he comes out, he says, you know what? Ray doesn't want to sell them to me. This is unfair. My students are waiting, and Ray didn't want to sell to me? What a bummer. Okay, this little section, I put big question marks because I don't know what he's trying to say.
I already don't know basically what's happening.
This part I definitely don't. Okay. So let me know if you get it. For Ray's fault, I can't accomplish to my students. Who wants to keep around a person who makes you less? Who wants to keep around a person who makes you in a possible way to not accomplish to people who trust in you?
Stop. It's in my brain.
The
okay.
rest, I got the gist. This one, with the, I think the word accomplish is where I'm, like, struggling.
I think they're kind of just saying, like, a bad apple spoils the bunch.
Yeah, like, why would you keep this person around if he's costing you business, right? Okay.
And I'm gonna... I gotta say, it sounds like this person does bring a lot of business to the, like, talking about having students. Like, I assume, like, there's a lot of business that comes into Sammy's.
Especially
granted, Sammy's is a pretty big chain, I think, but I can't imagine.
Especially if he's getting flyers to give to his students, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's sort of creepy that you just like honed in directly on Mo's. Just
Christina, I get Mo.
Are you ready for the next one?
I feel like Mo and I could chat about this.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Ray is a rotten apple.
Oh, no way! Oh my god!
And it's spelled R-U-T-T-E-N. Ray is a rotten apple. Shame. I work to build a relationship with him and he steps away from me and he puts prohibition on me to buy the cameras. I look at Sammy's business and ask, how long can this last? I give less than 2 years before they start to shoot their stores down. If I was an employee in this inconsistent environment, I would start to look for a better opportunity. Conclusion. The GM is not looking to motivate employees and build relationships with clients. He is looking to make himself bigger, unfortunately without succeeding. Ray Nielsen is only a loser, uneducated, ooh, disrespectful person who needs to stay away from clients and public relationships. I call loser a person who takes my trust and steps on it. He asks me to talk to him when I need a better price in the cameras, and when I talk to him, he gets mad at me, blame me for something wrong that I didn't do, and steps away from me. Sammy is using his business to discharge the hate his wife and or family put in him. That's why his employees put their hate on me. Shame on you. I will be happy to circulate my money in an environment where there are employees that give me consideration and show me some respect. Shame at Sammy, Sammy's camera, and Sammy's camera management. You hit me when I open my heart on you.
Oh.
I know, it gets really sad. You hit me when I open my heart on you and my friendship, Sammy loser. Do not try to answer my review by saying that you dropped the balls. I already heard it from your Culver City manager, Ben, a few months ago. He also adds that the bad attitude doesn't come from Sammy's. It is a pathetic lie. The fish stink from the head. I complain in Sammy's corporate office on Belston Street. One person says that Sammy already left for the day. Another person says that he is in a meeting upstairs and he sends David to talk to me. Sammy is made of pure lies. Sammy is not the correct name. You forgot to add an H.
Shammy? Oh, Christina, okay. This has gone off the fucking rails.
There's more.
No.
You forgot to add an H. Shammy is the correct name. Today, Wednesday, November 8th, 2017, 10:15 a.m., Shammy called me. I ask him if he has 5 minutes for me, and he says yes. I explain him all the story. I'm kindly and cordial. And after 3 minutes, he says that he has a conference call and he can't talk to me, and he just cut me off. Shame at you. Never regret anything in my life. Today, I regret giving you business for 30 years. Some of your employees act exactly like you, Shammy. Loser. The good ones need to look for better opportunities. They are wasted at Shammy Camera. End of review.
This is a person scorned. Like,
yeah, yes.
This is like someone who,
he's
wow,
irate.
This is a full 180 of how they probably felt about Sammy's camera.
I know, it makes me sad.
It does make me sad.
Because, like, clearly they really cared about this business.
And this seems so personal, this whole thing.
Yes.
Like, holy shit.
I'm very sad. And the stepping away thing, I wonder if that was intentional, that maybe they walked away while he was talking.
Yeah.
I don't know. But anyway, it just... It was, I only kept it because the ending just went so off the rails with Shammy and
it
all that.
Certainly did.
Also, anytime that there was like a when I open my heart on you, then discharge the hate his wife and or family. All of that was always in capitals with quotes around it, mm-hmm. as if he were quoting someone. Which
maybe,
I think
he maybe he is
quoting himself. But I'm not sure. Anyway.
Yikes. Oh, Shammy.
But if they're looking for a testimonial, they could take this quote. Sammy's is made of pure lies, end quote. They could use that if they wanted.
See, like, then I started to not realize if he was talking about the business or the person.
Me neither.
So I'm like, is he talking about the person being made of lies?
Because
and
the
his
owner,
wife?
Because like, the owner is Sammy. So yeah. And he literally has responded to reviews on here. So, like, he's very much still involved in the business and everything. So I don't know if he... I'm with you. I don't know if Shammy is the man now or the company. Oh my god.
Oh gosh.
Anyway.
My next review is of Dodd Camera in here in Cincinnati.
Cool.
Place I go to. And by go to, I mean once a year when I actually have film ready. And I'm not being lazy. Okay, 2 stars. Walked in, looked around, waited for anyone to at least greet me. The salesperson walks around me and says, "Excuse me, sir." Huh? No, hello, welcome, we'll be right with you. Just that you're in my way tone. Walked out. I'm so done with these local camera shops. In this economy, you'd think they'd care a little more about every person that walks through their door. Why waste my time and gas just to be ignored? We'll never go back buying everything online from now on. End of review.
At Amazon, where they really care about me as a customer.
And for being so, like, annoyed and stuff, they still have 2 stars. I don't know what it would have taken to take 1 star.
I mean, the fact that they even called you sir, like, I feel like that alone is, like, relatively polite, right? Like, excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
It's not like, get out of my way. You know? But I'm they, like...
supposedly had a get you're in my way tone.
Sure.
So they must have been like, excuse me, sir. Yeah, that's exactly how it would go.
That sounds like what happened. Also, I mean, we've talked about this many times. I don't really like when people talk to me.
Whenever I go into Dodd camera, I hope no one approaches me, because if they have questions, I won't even know how to answer them myself, let alone know what questions to ask them.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
If I need help, yes, I feel like then I will go over and be like, hi.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Usually when I'm there, I just walk around and wait for inspiration to strike so I can spend money on something I don't need.
Does it ever happen?
No.
Oh, cool.
No.
Just like, I want, that person just screams like, I need more attention. Like, why don't they care about me in this economy? In this economy, they still don't care about me?
This was 9 years ago.
Oh, yikes.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. All right, this is a review of Woodland Hills Camera in Woodland Hills, California.
Nice.
This is a 1 star by Steven. My wife and I went there to educate ourselves about a type of camera. We are novice when it comes to cameras. I had every intention in buying because the holidays are coming up soon. We had 2 or 3 cameras in mind and asked to look at some of the different features. The whole time we were there, we felt unwelcome and a complete bother. The salesman didn't want to put a charged battery in the camera so we could play with it. Lucky for us, there was a young kid who was extremely knowledgeable and loves hanging out in the store. Needless to say, I bought my $2,000 camera elsewhere and will never go there again. I live nearby in Calabasas, and I will tell everyone there my experience with hopes they change their ways. It is not good to be a camera snob. It is very similar to being a tennis snob. End of review.
Oh, is it now?
Well, he's from Calabasas. Ever heard of it?
Yes.
For those of you who don't know, this reminded me of the Aspen guy, basically.
Yes.
Like, oh, it reminded me of this time in Aspen. It's like, no one asked, but... Calabasas is a wealthy suburb of Los Angeles where the Kardashians live. A lot of celebrities live there in, like, newer build mansions. And so, you don't, like, if you're telling people out of nowhere, unprompted, that you live in Calabasas, there's probably a reason for it. And to say, I'm telling, I live nearby in Calabasas and I will tell everyone there. Like, all the wealthy all the Kardashians who want to go buy new camera equipment,
not to go to Woodland Hills Camera. Jeez. Oh my god.
So anyway, and so I imagine Steven knows a tennis snob when he a camera yeah. snob when he sees one, since he's has so much experience with tennis snobs,
probably being a snob himself.
Right. Sure.
Yeah. My final one is a redemption.
Cool.
This is from Sarah, she, her, who actually sent this in July of 2021.
Oh, wait, I have one more. Should I read that before?
Oh, sure.
I forgot I had this one at the end. It's a negative.
Okay. Go for it.
So this is a
Sarah can wait.
Sorry, Sarah. This is a 2-star review by Johnny, and this is also of Woodland Hills Camera. I don't write reviews. It takes a great deal of frustration when I do write up a review. However, this is unsavory. I shoot on film. I also work for the biggest celebrity photographers and magazines in town. I have the most highest-end digital equipment and lighting that this store could not even know how to use, let alone sell. If there is a guy that knows digital photography and business of making beauty for huge clients, it's me. Their in-house stock is tailored to the casual shooter, which business-wise makes sense since there are more soccer moms than Leibovitzes, so that makes sense. I don't knock them for that. I knock...
You literally are.
I knock them for trying to make an 88% profit on my film processing. They outsource all the film processing to Darkroom and Northridge. Processing and scan usually charges $16 a roll for 120 film, which comes out to $48 for three rolls. But if you have Woodland Hills Camera Deer film, which they outsource to the same spot, your bill for that is going to be $82. If I didn't know the cost of darkroom and I didn't know that's where they took it, I'd be blinded by ignorance and would have forked it over. But only because I called them on it did they retract, and in the end I paid $48 for the film and processing. Now, if they are willing to overcharge that much to turn over a profit, what else are they trying to do to add charges and make extra profits? I believe being truthful in the small things, like that you're the biggest celebrity client in. Okay. I believe being truthful in the small things is indicative in the big things. And with film in the sunset of its life being a small, small percentage of any camera shop's overall business, what are they doing with the bigger ticket items? They just lost a customer that regularly shoots even his big clients on film. And most of my friends who know me ask me advice since I work in that world. And I'm going to recommend that they go elsewhere for products and supplies. End of review.
Okay. I'm not going to say that I know anything about how camera stores work. I'm not even at like soccer mom level, but I feel like this is like saying, oh, the movie theater, they charge this much for concessions, like this much up for concessions. What else are they overcharging us for? You know, like
everything.
Yeah, like the bigger stuff. I mean, that's just where they make the money.
Right.
It's the same with like, I don't know, gas station. You go to buy, like the gas prices, they're not making much money off of the gas itself. They're making money off of like what's inside their store.
Slim Jims.
So like if you're like, oh my God, why are Mike and Ike so much more expensive at the gas station? I can get them for three for $2 at CVS or something. I don't know. This is ridiculous. Like imagine what they're overcharging for other stuff. It's like, no, they have money that they need money to pay for things.
Right. Well,
things.
And I imagine the process of sending it out, outsourcing it somewhere costs them time and money and transportation. So it's like, yeah, they're outsourcing it somewhere probably because they can't do it there.
Yeah. And why, if it's probably for convenience too. Like if you're going to Woodland Hills to do it, then maybe there's a reason.
Yeah. Then go to Northridge yourself.
You might as well
just
go to Northridge and do it. If
there
you
are
want.
More soccer
you're done
moms
yourself.
Then I can't get over this.
Oh, that was so, so annoying. That was so annoying.
I work for the biggest celebrity photographers and magazines in town. Okay. Whatever that means.
What does this person do though?
Literally no idea. Maybe they're just the assistant. Cause they did say I work for this photographer.
They're not saying that they are one of the best photographers.
Mm. They did say, most of my friends who know me ask my advice. I don't know.
Weird.
Oh, that's
they're
all
no
I...
soccer mom. We know that.
Ugh, God forbid.
Okay, my last one before the challenge is from Sarah. And Sarah sent it before this was even a theme. So thank you, Sarah.
Nice.
It's from like a year ago. This is a review of Phototech. I'm not even sure where it is, but it's a 5-star review.
Okay.
Great place. And Germans don't always give 5-star ratings. Thumbs up emoji. End of review.
Stop. Oh my God. It's true.
Yeah.
These Germans do, but
yeah.
I assume most Germans don't.
Sarah said, not the best submission, but made me laugh and think of you.
Also honored. 5-star
yes,
German
you.
Submission.
Thank you, Sarah.
Wow.
Just some goofy little thing to end
what a
it on
cleanser.
We needed that. Hey, if a German can give a 5-star camera store 5 stars to a camera store, so can you people.
If only our parents would give us 5 stars.
So true.
Someday
so true.
Maybe. That was great.
All right, my challenge comes from Samantha, and it was to find reviews where the color of the product affects the review, good or bad. Bonus points if the color is irrelevant to the product's performance.
I forgot.
Which was not always the case with my thing.
Okay.
But some of them definitely. Color is irrelevant, but some color is like the whole point. So
great.
Here we go. First, I'm going to start out with a classic email from Monica. Monica, who is a member of the Hog Pen, who we met at our live show, and her sweet baby dwarf hamster Bo, who passed recently.
No.
So rest in peace, Bo. I miss Bo so much. Mm. And I'm dedicating this all to Bo.
Yay.
So there is a bath that she bought for Beau on Amazon, and you don't get to choose the color. So it's two different colors, and people were upset when they only got one and not the other.
Of course they were.
So here is a 3-star review. This is of the Katie Small Animal Ceramic Critter Bath, ideal for dwarf hamsters and gerbils. Color may vary. Mm-hmm. And there are two pictures. One is yellow and one is like a purplish. Here's a 3-star review. I think it was very cute, but unfortunately I had to return it because I was hoping to get the purple one, but I ended up getting the yellow one. I really hope there would be an option where you can choose a color so you don't have to keep purchasing in hopes to get the color you want, which shouldn't have to happen to anybody. End of review.
Wait, so they're just going to keep returning
That's
it?
That's what they said.
And hoping that it comes back the right color?
You buy 10, return like...
Oh,
nine
my.
Or
actually, that might
10.
Be a smarter idea.
Just buy a bunch. In a bunch, and then like...
The odds are one of them will be the right color.
Is that how odds work?
No, probably not.
Probably not. Here's another one. 3 stars. Cute, but I thought I would get a pink one. Got an ugly yellow. Sand comes out when the hamster rolls around inside. End of review.
Okay, I'm starting to think maybe they only have yellow left and they're advertising it as the purple one to be like, oh, who knows what color you'll get.
Yep, here's one more 2-star.
So if you do buy 10, you might get 10 yellow
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, you might. This one's titled, Didn't Want Yellow, Frowny Face.
Oh, no.
2 stars. Was hoping for any color besides yellow, since it says random. But I have a feeling it just is yellow, so beware.
That's,
you'll get yellow. End of review.
That's where my mind is going.
Well, guess what, Christina?
What? Someone wanted yellow.
Monica. No, that would be hilarious. Monica included a photo of Beau in his critter bath. And it's a purple one. Look how cute.
Wow. Okay, that's
a baby Beau.
Very cute. What I mean, I'll be honest, I would have wanted the purple one as well.
Right? It's a good color.
Wow. So Monica got the purple one.
Yeah.
Good for her.
Next, I've got...
Honestly, if she wants to, she could probably sell that to someone, one of these reviewers.
True.
For a little markup.
Pretty penny.
Pretty penny.
My next one is from Natalie.
Uh-huh.
Who says, hey, Bebop, parentheses, bad boy of podcasting.
No.
And then brackets, insert sax solo here, hashtag saxy stuff, with a saxophone emoji and musical notes.
Why do you do this, people?
And it's funny. Listen to this. I posted this to the Patreon Facebook group back in March and just deleted the post since it's applicable to your challenge.
Oh, I thought they meant they posted bebop, saxophone, whatever the fuck. And I was like, no. I think relevant is the wrong word here. But also, who do you think of when you hear bebop?
Barney. Isn't there a character in
Baby
Barney?
Bop,
yep. Baby Bop, okay.
And BJ.
Yep. It's she, her, by the way. I checked and neither you nor X-Teen reacted to it, and given how many reviews you guys probably read on a daily basis, I'm fairly confident it will be new to the both of you. Peace out, bussin' bean sprout.
Jesus, what's she doing?
Natalie.
She's just putting it all...
I love it.
...in one.
I love it.
...fell swoop.
So here's a review. This is of the Lilacs, spelled L-I-L-A-X. Reminds me of like laxatives. I don't
yeah,
know.
It does sound like laxative.
Just wait till what it is. Lilacs Baby Boys Basic Long Sleeve V-Neck Classic Knit Cardigan Sweater.
Oh.
So it's like for a baby boy, a cardigan
okay.
for a baby boy.
Sure.
Here we go. This is a 1-star review titled Not for Boys.
Is it? Oh, okay. Is this on Amazon?
Yeah, this okay. is on Amazon. I'm okay with the color. It's not deep navy blue, but it's okay. But really, this is not a boy's sweater. It has a girl look. And also, the tag is pink, and the edge around the neck looks like girl style. I don't recommend this product, and the fabric is too cheap. End of review. Literally, the tag is pink. And that's like...
Oh my god.
It's not... It's the part that you... They included a picture of the tag...
Oh, you mean like the tag you cut off,
yes.
not like the tag in the
oh,
back.
Oh, no, the one you cut off.
Oh, my God.
They included it, and it says Lilacs style, and it has, like, flowers and is, like, curvy and, like, cute, whatever, and it has pink on it. But that's part you take off.
Okay.
It's so ridiculous.
2022, people.
This was in 2021, Christina. December of 2021. Sorry.
Sorry, we weren't quite here to this advanced year that we found ourselves in. Society has progressed so much since December.
So much.
Mm-hmm.
That's that one. So both of those, the color...
Irrelevant.
Like the color of the tag being pink, and then of course the color of that bath was irrelevant. Now we're going to go into one where it was relevant, because this is one I found, so I guess I didn't get bonus points for this one. This is a 1-star review of the Flower Beauty Miracle Matte Liquid Lip Color, Vividly Bold and Creaseless Matte Liquid Lipstick, Comfortable All Day High Impact Makeup Color. And I believe this color that is being reviewed is Almost Nude, is the name of the color.
Okay.
1-star, titled Ugly and Terrible.
Ugly and Terrible. Yeah.
The ugliest color ever. Makes me look like a ghost with no lips. It also instantly makes your lips peel. I'm disappointed in celebrities who are advertising this product. 0 stars. End of review.
Today's episode sponsor is Almost Nude Peeling Lipstick. What is this? Oh no! Why did they put a photo?
Here's another one.
To prove it?
Yeah.
Well, they proved it. They look like a ghost with no lips.
It just wasn't their color.
What brand is this?
Flower Beauty is the name of it.
Okay, so what celebrity is promoting this product, by the way? I just feel like this is one of those random Amazon products. Like, I've never...
I'm doing, like, a really quick scroll to see if I can, like, a celebrity name pops out in other reviews or something, but I don't see anything. I don't know. It's probably just, like, yeah, what did you say? Did you say someone, like, an Instagram influencer is what I was
thinking?
No,
I said me. I said we're...
Oh, it's probably you.
It's our sponsor today.
It will be, yeah.
On the podcast.
I assume it's, like, some Instagram influencer.
We're not even getting paid. We just got a free Almost Nude tube stick. You know,
for my ghost costume,
your Halloween,
my lipless ghost costume.
Also, like, I'm sorry, I know, I get it, like, if it's an ugly color, but if you're buying a nude lipstick, like, that's just a risk you're gonna face.
Yeah,
you know,
no,
what I mean?
And the thing is, like, I've never purchased lipstick, but
aside from your Halloween costume,
right. For that one, but like, I assume it's one of those things where like you what's on your lips is what you ordered, like you ordered this,
right.
It's not like they're complaining that the color was different,
right?
It was just that, oh, this looks bad on me. 1-star.
Right.
Like, that doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't quite seem fair. And I feel like I've seen it where people say, oh, if you have this complexion, like, this doesn't look good or whatever, which is, I feel like more...
I hear you look at your nipples.
What?
That's a thing.
What? What's a thing?
You look at your, like, the color of your, like, nipples and area, and that's a good lip color. I saw that on the internet.
That's just a
nipple lip color.
That's
I'm Googling it.
A way for people to try and get pictures on the internet to swatch it. You know. That's the new, what the new, that's what I saw on the local news.
Send them to me.
There's a local news article. Teens now scamming others. I'll swatch your nipple for you.
No, I did. I actually have seen that. That is a thing online. Is it accurate? I don't know.
On local CBS news or like in real?
No, like, okay. I don't know what real is, but.
I just mean, you know how they say like teens are now trying to eat laundry powder or whatever.
I think this one's a little different than that.
I watch a lot of local news.
I think this one's a little bit different than that. There's a Business Insider article, Christina.
Okay, well then, now
so it's gotta be right.
Now we're talking.
But yeah, no, there was that Onion article or that Onion video, that YouTube video from years ago, and it was like a local news station. I think I made you watch this,
probably,
which is why it came up in your head, of these Boy Scouts, these two kids or something, and they're doing free breast exams. It's like these two teen boys.
That might be where my mind, why.
Like, yeah, we do it in our basement. And like, they're just like, yeah, just come on by and we'll do it for free. And the news anchor's like, oh, I really need one. And he's like, come on by. I'd love to.
Dear God. Yeah. Okay. Maybe that's what I was thinking.
It's so funny. Anyway, it does feel like one
but
of those
things. But you
know
when the local news is like, the new teen scare, and like, they're trying to pull one over on their parents, and it's like, that's made up.
They're taking their nipples out at Ulta to check lip colors.
They're flashing the Ulta employees. Okay, Alexander, that's an interesting fun fact you've shared with us that
you're welcome.
I kind of hope is not true.
Please don't DM me if that worked for you. I don't need
We don't
to know
really
it.
Need the details anyway.
But I wish you luck, everybody.
Yeah.
Here's... I spend too much time on the internet.
Yeah,
Alexander,
I could have told you that.
Is.
I'm glad you're finally coming to your senses.
Okay, so here's
a... You should watch more local news like I do. That's where I get my entertainment.
You know, I watched the local news yesterday because I was watching hockey, I think, the Stanley Cup. Congratulations, Avs fans. Yay. It ended, and then they're like playing the local news, but I was like busy, so I didn't change
it. It's dangerous.
Then I lasted like 1 minute, and I couldn't watch anymore.
Yeah, it's rough.
It was so rough. I don't miss that. Okay, anyway.
You don't miss what? Watching the local
we
news?
We used to, I feel like, when we were younger.
Yeah, we did, because like, where
on.
Else would you get your news?
It was just on. And like, yeah. And snow day stuff.
Oh, true. I like that they'd be like, there have been 18 shootings in the last 2 hours, and Roe v. Wade is overturned, but Fiona the hippo is getting a sibling. And you're like, yay.
Hooray.
Yay.
All right, here is a review of Bowery Hill Storage End Table in Dark Brown and Antique White. It is an end table.
On Amazon?
Yes.
Classic.
And here's a 3-star review titled, Not White.
Yeah, it's antique.
You nailed it, Christiana.
Thank
this
you.
Person did not.
I've done a lot of furniture shopping in my day.
The color is all wrong. Not white or antique white. It's a very ugly color. Sort of a yellowish brown, but seems well made. I was just shocked when I first saw the color. I thought it was the ugliest color, but I'm used to looking at it, and it doesn't seem so bad now. End of review.
What? Wait,
they have like Stockholm syndrome from this color, the color of this
end table. I've been held ransom by this end table for several weeks now, and I feel like we're on the same page.
I will say they included pictures. I compared the picture to the listings picture. It is noticeably darker. It is noticeably darker.
I feel like you can get away with a lot if you say antique.
Yeah.
Like, you could probably just give them any color and be like, no, it's
like,
antique.
They have a picture of it next to, like, a distressed white stool, and it's like...
It's that one on the left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does not look white
That's
at
yellow,
all.
Yellow, brown.
It's not even close to white. So
no.
I'm kind of with them.
Well, you're not with them anymore because they're kind of into it now.
True. They've kind of been forced into liking it.
That's so sad. Like, you can return that.
Yeah.
Like, Amazon will help you with that.
It was like over $200, too.
Jeez.
So, I don't know. It was like $300, $292.
Oh, my God.
At least right now. Maybe not when they bought it. I don't know, but oof. All right. My next one is of Asia Horse Acrylic ARGB LED strip for PC with 5-volt 3-pin ARGB LED and 4-pin header, compatible with Aura Sync, Gigabyte RGB Fusion, MSI Mystic Light Sync, parentheses 288 millimeters. This is a light bar.
Thank you. It
is a bar that you plug into your computer, and it's like long and thin, and it lights up in different colors. It can be rainbow, it can be different colors. What?
But it's so much more than that.
Is it, though?
Did you not read the listing?
I unfortunately did.
Oh, my God. A headache.
Unfortunately, Jason says 1-star, not as pictured at all.
Uh-oh.
Here we go. This strip is not black. It is a bluish, greenish gray. It does not match with white or black. Not what I expected from the pick, which makes it look black. Where I plan to put these is too visible and everything is black and white. These look like crud, honestly. I wish it was clear there were not black, but some weird color of gray-green-blue. I also don't get why this color would be used. It's super weird. Like the skin of a fish or something. End of review.
What? Ew! I mean, talk about painting a picture for the audience, but...
Yeah. It is not black, which is what it kind of looks like in the picture. But also, now that I see his picture and, like, the original, it doesn't look black, actually.
Is his room, like, all black and white? Is that What's
yeah, the whole point I think he's making is his setup of his desk, his computer, his monitors, etc. All of it is either black or white. Like got he's it. Got this color scheme going, which I get as someone who, you know, whatever. I had bought custom LEDs for my PC back in the day.
Well, but yours like, was the, fish skin.
Yes,
themed.
Themed.
This
yes.
is before you were vegan, obviously.
Yeah,
but it
that's
was
why. Yeah,
fish skin theme.
Yeah, big into fish skin.
Yeah, just yeah. the skin.
Omega, it's, you know.
Sure.
So this person's problem is that not that the colors that the light. So the whole point of this is the LED lights.
Right.
And his problem is with the bar.
Yeah, yeah,
that the
yeah.
lights are on.
Yeah, yeah. The material
being
of
fish
the,
skin.
Right. Sure.
And now that I'm looking, like, at all the ads, all the pictures and stuff, the bar is not black. Like, it
That's
shows.
That's the bar? That's...
Yeah.
Looks...
fish skin.
I'm starting to realize it looks like my walls almost. Now I'm a
paler.
Little...
Paler. It's paler.
Okay. I'm Don't a little worry. Nervous that maybe no, I subconsciously...
No, no, no.
...stole your aesthetic.
They're not green. That your walls are green. This is, like...
like blue, if, green, gray.
Like, you'd do well with this, though. Like,
you'd think it
if
would
you just
fit.
Put this LED light, just stuck it on the wall.
I might.
Maybe above Squidward's head.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, That's hey, all. Hey, hey, hey. What if I put it above Dilbert to light up my display?
You should.
Yeah.
You should. I think he needs it. Is there candy in there?
There's never candy in there.
Then why did you just grab it?
Show it off.
Oh, there's no point in... no point if there's no... candy.
Well, I fill it with candy when I want to eat candy.
I always want to eat candy, so I don't understand, like...
That's why it's always gone!
But... I'm not impressed.
It's empty.
Yeah, I know. I'm sad about it. Put some Mike and Ike's in there.
Okay. I hear they're two for...
Three for $2
Three
at
for $2 at CVS.
CVS does have great deals like that sometimes on, like, the movie theater candy.
That's true.
Anyway, I have two more. They're both 5 stars.
Oh.
I think. Yes.
Redemptions.
Redemptions.
Okay.
This next one is of the Texas Instruments TI-30X IIS
Hell yeah.
Scientific Calculator Pretty Pink. It is a bright fucking pink.
Oh, it's finally a calculator for girls.
Right.
No wonder I'm so bad at math.
Here is a 5-star review titled Completely Theft Proof. This is...
Oh, wait. That's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I like this already.
Here we go. I purchased this calculator because it is required for my chemistry courses in college. I'm a return student, and I remember how rampant theft was... slash is on college campuses. I also happen to be somewhat absent-minded and sometimes leave items like this calculator on the seat or table where I was last using it. Well, I didn't want to have to replace this ever, and just writing my name on it didn't seem like it would be enough. College students rarely care about that sort of thing. So I decided to get the worst color possible. The color that no one actually wanted to be seen using. Thus, the purchase of the bubblegum pink calculator happened. I'm happy to say that it worked. I've accidentally left this thing in the classroom, as well as in the library and the food court on campus multiple times, and it is always there when I return to collect it. This awful color has made this calculator totally theft-proof. It's seriously everything I could ever have wanted from a calculator. Even my husband won't use it at home when there's no one else there but him.
Oh my god.
Absolutely pleased with my purchase, and hopefully I will never have to purchase again. Oh, the calculating part works great. No issues there either. End of review.
It's so weird because the husband wears his lilac cardigan at home, but he just won't use that calculator. It's like, what is the, where's the line? I love that idea. I find it pretty ingenious to pick a wild color that nobody's going to want to steal and that won't be super discreet.
Yeah, because I assume if you see someone using it, okay, like a kid in middle school stole my watch. Like I left it down somewhere, but like he took it and then started wearing it.
Yep.
It wasn't a good looking watch. It was a very specific watch. And I saw him wearing it. I'm like, that's my watch. And eventually he gave in and gave it back.
He's like, actually, he's like, no, that's my watch.
I think he was like, well, fine, you can have it. As if like,
this is my gift. I bequeath this onto you.
So I held a grudge for a while over that one.
I'm still mad at him. I think about that at least twice a year.
You remember who it was?
Yes, of course. Okay, I remember good. Who it was.
Just checking. I mean,
I've recently followed up on this person.
Me too.
Things are getting wild. Anyway, that'll be an episode for a different show on a different podcast. Okay. So,
yeah, pink calculator.
Love it.
And now I've got one more.
I think it's really silly the husband doesn't use it.
I think that's so ridiculous.
I find that to be kind of a red flag.
I hope it's...
Pink flag?
I hope...
It's not
Let's
even.
Hope not for that husband's sake.
Yikes.
No, I hope it's an exaggeration or something, or like a joke.
I do too.
So here is my last one. This is a fashion idol, boho, twist, crochet hair, 5 packs, 26 inches long, Bohemian River, Senegalese crochet hair with curly hair, river twist braids, curly ends, natural black.
Jeez.
Hair extensions.
Oh my God. Sometimes there's so many words that I don't know what it is. You know what I mean?
I know. Oh, I exactly know, which is why...
You get like over inundated with information and you're like almost drowning in it.
It is overwhelming. So yeah, here is a review of these hair extensions. 5 stars. The color they got was brown and gray. Use this hair for goddess locks and absolutely love it. Searching for same color to order again. I receive many, many compliments on color. The only downside is hair is rather coarse / itchy. Totally worth it, however. I was trying to describe why this color is so glorious and adored by many, and all I could describe it as, it's like being an Arctic mermaid. End of review.
Oh, I love it!
It's a cute, and they included a cute selfie.
Oh my God, it looks great.
It's fun, so... That's it.
Wow. I was worried that it was going to get into like being ugly color or something.
Oh, no. It's a 5-star.
What was the complaint? That it was...
It was just coarse and itchy. What do you mean?
Was the... Sorry.
That's
Never
okay.
mind. Was it like they were complaining or it was the wrong color or something?
No.
Oh, okay.
They love the color.
I thought that was the challenge. What was the challenge?
The challenge was where... It says, review where the color of the product affects the review, good or bad.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like they complained about the color, so I was worried that they were going to pull a thing like the other person where they said, this is the ugliest color on the planet, and I love it.
Oh, no,
the
no,
calculator.
No. It's supposed to be good or bad.
I see.
That's
okay.
why I ended on that one, because I wanted it to be
That's
good.
That's excellent.
And you were sitting there like, why isn't this bad? Give me the bad stuff.
No, I wanted to make sure that I'm sorry. I was
like, what's the complaint?
I'm sorry.
I'm only here for the complaints.
I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. I
There's
know what you're
There's not enough
saying.
Negativity in this room.
I know what you're saying. That was my last
that
one.
That was great.
So thanks to y'all for helping with that one. Samantha, thanks for the challenge.
That was a very fun challenge, I gotta say. I'm into it.
Next week is your challenge already set, whatever it is, I forget. Mm-hmm. And then we're doing children's beds. Mm-hmm. And then the week after that, it's whatever patrons decide for the theme.
Okay.
And we'll probably give a challenge next week, maybe.
Okay, cool.
Or just between us if we want to record earlier. We'll figure it out. But
okay.
You'll hear about it soon, y'all.
You'll hear about it eventually. When we hear about it.
You'll hear about it when we hear about it. Alrighty. Thanks, y'all.
Bye.